What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In round 3 of the Masters, Scottie Scheffler, Max Homa, and Bryson DeChambeau share the lead at 6-under par overall. The three of them will tee off around 2:35 Eastern time this afternoon. Tiger Woods just parred his first hole of round 3, so he remains 7 shots back at 1-over par overall. In Major League Baseball, the Atlanta Braves confirmed today that All-Star pitcher Spencer Strider is out for the season after undergoing elbow surgery yesterday. The Minnesota Twins today play shortstop Carlos Correa on the 10-day injured list with a right oblique strain. One game going on right now, the Yankees a 1-0 lead at Cleveland after 3. NBA Friday night, Spurs defeated Denver 121-120. Denver falls into a tie for first place in the Western Conference with Oklahoma City and Minnesota. I'm Isaac Lohenkron.
Fox Sports Radio. This is Up on Game.
Caught by Houshmandzadeh for the touchdown.
This is the show for you.
Lobs it. Burris alone. Touchdown.
And it's intercepted. LeVar Arrington.
With LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
TJ, I love the way you break the game down. LA, man, you were drafted by my squad, number 2 overall, 99. And Plax, man, you were a 757 product. And everybody knew who Plax was growing up around here, man.
3 of the best to ever do it on and off the field. Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
All right, welcome into Hour 2. We are broadcasting live from TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This is Up on Game. It's Plaxico Burress. It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. I'm LeVar Arrington. We got Cuffs the Legend coming up soon. But before we get into talking some basketball round ball, we're going to talk a little small. No, Diddy. We're going to talk a little smaller ball that you hit with the wood. No, Diddy. We're going to talk some Masters and your guy, Tiger Woods. He's set to tee off as Ilo said in the updates. Are you guys golf fans? Or are you Tiger Woods fan?
I'm watching.
I wouldn't say I'm a golf fan, but I'll watch it. If Tiger's playing, I'll watch it. But I abandoned the clubs years ago, man. Not good for my back.
Mm. Oh, man, I'm watching the Masters as we speak, man.
What's your take on it? What's your take on it, Stretch?
Oh, man, I'm just, you know, if you're a younger, golfer, professional golfer right now, and you watch the way that Tiger Woods played yesterday, and he shot even par. What is Tiger? 40, I don't know, 48 almost approaching 50 years old, everything that he's been through, and everybody saying that he would not make the cut, and he wouldn't make it, you know, walking the terrain for 4 days in Augusta. And now we're sitting here, I believe he's plus one overall. But yesterday, in the conditions that they played in, what, 15, 20, 20 plus mile an hour winds, and he has a better day than some of the top golfers in the world. Like Jordan Spieth didn't make the cut. Justin Thomas, I believe, didn't make the cut. Ricky Fowler, what is he? He's plus four, plus five. And you look at Tiger Woods, he just set the record for 24 consecutive cuts made at the Masters. Hmm. Some of these guys that are professional golfers, they weren't even born when he started playing in Augusta at 19 years old. And some of these guys are 24, and he has not missed a cut in 24 years. Man, it's just simply remarkable to watch him go about his craft, and even though he's approaching 50 years old, the man is still able to get out on a golf course at Augusta of all places and shoot even par. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
That sounds amazing to me. I'm not a big golf fan. In fact, I'm not a golf fan at all. The music sounds like, you know, funeral parlor music. It just sounds like somebody.
I wish I would have started playing golf earlier, but obviously, you know, being in the circumstance that we were growing up, you know, my uncle just informed me. I grew up in Virginia Beach until like 1982 or 83, like we black people weren't even allowed to go on the golf course at Boat Creek Golf Course. And that's not that long ago. And it kind of just blew my mind when he told me that yesterday. I was like, really? He was like, yeah, man, why do you think we was never on the golf course? And we're talking about the 80s.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, if you think about when Tiger Woods was first getting going, he dealt with a lot of interesting feedback and pushback in terms of, you know, being in certain country clubs and stuff like that. The infamous, you know, deal with that Fuzzy, what was his name? Fuzzy Zellers or whatever he had when he was referencing him as some fried chicken or something out of fact.
Why don't we just bring fried chicken and watermelon to the dinner tonight? Because he had just won the Masters. It's crazy, man.
So Tiger has felt that what you're talking about, that element, where he's at in his career now, Plex, what, like, and even for you, TJ, does it, like, what is it, what do you feel or how do you interpret if he were to have success at this point? He's not on the
singers
tour.
He's having success.
Well, I mean, like, when
24 consecutive cuts made at the Masters is crazy.
It's a record. I mean, nobody's ever done it before.
I mean, win it.
He won the Masters, what, I believe, 4 years ago? Nobody expected for him to win it. But he doesn't have to win another golf event ever for the rest of his life, because to me, and just because he is one shy of I believe Jack Nicklaus of winning majors, but I think Tiger has 24, he has 25. Just because he does not get to Jack's record does not mean that he is not the best golfer of all time. So he does not have to win to solidify himself from a statistical standpoint, being the fact that he's been in 25 majors, which would tie Jack Nicklaus as being the greatest golfer of all time. I honestly and personally think, and as a lot of other people do, that Tiger Woods is the greatest golfer of all time.
Is that bias?
It's not bias. It's not biased, because I'm looking at the body of work that this young man has put forward, and I was able to witness it. It goes to the same thing as the LeBron and the Michael Jordan comparison. I witnessed this body of work. I watched it. It may be somebody that was better before Michael Jordan statistically or won more championships, but from what I saw with my own two eyes, Michael Jordan is the greatest basketball player of all time.
That's fair, but some people would say Jack Nicklaus is the Michael Jordan of golf.
Because of what reason?
I mean, because he's
because man. They watched him play in his era, and he has one more major victory than Tiger Woods. So on paper, he is the greatest player of all time. Just like they say, we're going through this whole debate of Margaret Court versus Serena Williams. Everybody's calling Serena Williams the GOAT, and Margaret Court is over there. Wait a minute now. I've won more tennis titles than anybody.
But it's the impact of what Tiger Woods has done for the sport of the game.
It's a great point, TJ.
The impact.
That's what it is.
And to me, that's the biggest thing. And so Tiger Woods has people – he will have people that don't play golf, don't care about golf. When he's playing, they tune in. I'm one of those people.
Absolutely.
I'm one of those people. And so it's the impact that he's had on the game of golf.
Hmm. All right. I tend to think that when we look back on Tiger Woods' career, he's definitely one of the most polarizing sports figures. I mean, he took the sport by storm. And one of the most interesting stories that I've heard, and I don't know this to be true, but if it is true, I find it to be really, really super interesting, is that, well, when you go to country clubs, you know, country clubs are for you to go there, you know, network, meet the people that, you know, you're cool with. And your exercise was golfing. That's why you didn't use golf carts. You walked from hole to hole. You mm-hmm. talk, you walk, you swing it, you hit it, you walk up on it, you keep walking. And that was your exercise. And I don't know if this is legend or if it's true, but basically what was stated was, is it reasonable to think that Tiger Woods changed the game because Tiger Woods started lifting weights and working out to play golf? So he started exercising and getting stronger to go do what was considered to be the exercise to begin with. He started driving the ball so much further than everybody else, but then you started seeing the pack started to catch up to him, and now it's just this is what it is, right? There is no separation of how guys are preparing for their you know, the tournaments that they're going to play in. And I always thought that if that was true, then he basically like evolutionized the game. Absolutely. by creating a different approach to, you know, how you prepared for it, how you looked at it, and what it would take to be competitive against him. You know, one of the other things that I'll say, I'll add to it before we wrap up on Tiger Woods being in the majors, the Masters, is that I used to hear stories about if it came down to the final couple holes, you know, Tiger Woods had like this Jedi mind type of deal where even if you were playing better than him, you just knew there was some way somehow that Tiger was going to beat you. And he created this reputation. And like for me, I always wanted a reputation like that. Like you just know I'm going to beat you, you know? And so to me, I look at some of the attributes. While I'm not a big golf fan, I look at some of the attributes through the years that I've heard about how people explain Tiger Woods, and it definitely comes off as pretty flattering.
When you say he has done things and that nobody else has done, we're talking about in 1997, man, Tiger Woods finished the Masters in Augusta at 18 under. Do you know what that means? How many holes are on a golf course in a round?
18.
He beat the golf course by a whole day. Mm. After that Masters, they was like, you know what? We got a Tiger Woods proof the golf course.
Because he was doing it too easy.
He was making it look too – nobody had ever seen it. Nobody had ever done it. He won the vent by an entire day. They was like, we got to change the whole entire golf course for Tiger Woods.
And that was because of his drives, right? He was just driving it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We got a Tiger Woods proof the golf course.
Well, there you go. That's Tiger Woods. And that, you know what? And that is Plexico Burris talking some Tiger Woods. Y'all thought we just talked football.
Hey, before you go, what you got? Plexico, your former teammate, Hines Ward, has just been named a wide receiver coach at Arizona State.
Oh,
going on out there to Tempe.
Yeah. Sorry, didn't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Arrington. Well,
that's very nice breaking news, and that's a very nice
school to go
coach.
Hey, Ilo, my bad, Ilo. That's your job. I'm sorry.
That was breaking. But we'll get in the next update. That's all right. It's coming up, Ilo. You're going to get your shot at it, Ilo, with your funeral music. You know, we'll get it done. You're listening to Up On Game. That's TJ Hushman's Eye. That's Plexico Burris. I'm LeVar Arrington. On the other side of the break. That's right, Cuffs the Legend, Some Dude Show, up on Game Network. He'll be joining us to talk basketball. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, we're Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio, every day, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. But here's the thing. We never have enough time to get to everything we want to get to.
And that's why we have a brand new podcast called Overpromised. You see, we're having so much fun in our two-hour show, we never get to everything. Honestly, because this guy is overpromising things we never have time for. Yeah, you blubber lips.
Blaming me. Well, you know what? It's called Overpromised. You should be good at it because you've been overpromising women for years.
Well, it's a Covino and Rich after show, and we want you to be a part of it. We're going to be talking sports, of course, but we're also going to talk life and relationships. And if Rich and I are arguing about something or we didn't have enough time, it will continue on our after show called Overpromised.
Well, if you don't get enough Covino and Rich, make sure you check out Overpromised and also Uncensored, by the way. So maybe we'll go at it even a little harder. It's going to be the best after show podcast of all time.
There you go. Overpromising. Perfect. And remember, you could see it on YouTube, but definitely join us. Listen to Overpromised with Covino and Rich on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun.
And I can't wait for you to hear it. Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get into some basketball, man. Because when you hear this, it's time for Cuffs the Legend.
Now, it's time to check in with Cuffs the Legend from Some Dude Show podcast on Up on Game Presents. Cuffs is giving you his spicy takes on what's going down.
I hope you can take the heat like LeBron.
Oh. And now, here's Cuffs the Legend.
It's go time.
Cuffs the Legend.
All right, well, when you hear that, you do know what time it is. That's right, it's time to talk round ball with the dude from Some Dude Show up on Game Network, my man, my guy, my main man, my jammer, Cuffs the Legend. Hey, Cuffs, before you get going with TJ and Plex, with everything that is going on, you got to say my analysis by paralysis last week as it applied to both the women's and the men's final was almost like I should get paid to do it. Give me my props. Give your boy his props. Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but I called it almost to a T.
Yeah, you did. We both had UConn winning it all.
Yep.
And, you know, South Carolina, they was too much for Caitlin Clark. But shout out to Caitlin Clark. She showed the whole world that she moves the needle unlike any other women's player we've ever seen. But I know everybody want to talk about the playoffs because we right here, bro. It's right around the corner. The play-in is coming next week. But before we get started, I want to address the elephant in the room, or the baby elephant, as I say.
Baby
Plastico Burst, you know, you from the Hampton area, the Tidewater area.
That's right.
I got to talk about the Allen Iverson statue. They did my boy dirty, man. They did my boy dirty, man.
Why make it so small? They made it small.
Bro, they gave my guy. I'm the biggest Allen Iverson fan you're ever going to come across, man. I've been riding with AI since the Georgetown days. Bro, they gave my guy. Y'all seen the movie Like Mike, right? Bow Wow. You know, like Mike, right? That was Calvin Cambridge. That's Calvin Cambridge. That's not Allen Iverson, bro.
That's cold-blooded.
Hey, come on. Don't do my man like
that's
that.
That's cold-blooded.
Man, I've been knowing Chuck Man a long time, man. And, you know, I'm here in Charlotte now. Man. I might holler at my guy today. But, man, I would assume for a player, when the organization calls you, they didn't just call them like a week before or 2 weeks before, a couple months. Hey, man, we're going to build you a statue. The unveiling for this statue is going to be on this day. And I can only imagine as a player, you're thinking about a statue. You say, oh, my gosh, I'm going to get a statue of myself outside of this arena. I cannot wait to see what it looks like. And I can see Chuck looking at this statue underneath a cover or tarp, whatever you want to call it. And I know in the back of his mind, he's thinking like, what the hell is this? Is it standing up or is it on a pedestal? And
bro,
when they took it off,
did you see how he was rubbing the head of the statue?
I can see the unveil. I saw the unveiling, and everybody was just in shock and in awe, just like he was. And he smiled, but it wasn't the passionate AI that I've known since I've been 16 years old. If you are the Philadelphia 76ers, you have a fictional statue of the Italian stallion Rocky Balboa in the city of Philadelphia.
Yeah.
That's not even real.
It's not even real.
If you're the organization, you're saying to yourself, you know what, man, we gotta do better than this.
Bro,
we are going to build this man a real statue.
I can't believe he deserves. Man, I can't believe they actually did that, man.
I thought it was.
I can't believe they actually did that. That's crazy.
I thought he was going to pick it up and walk home with it. Like it was a trophy. They unveiled a trophy of him. Yeah.
It looked more like an AAU trophy than a statue, bro.
It really did. It really did. It really did.
Man, Philadelphia 76ers, you got to do right by my guy, man. Build this man the statue that he deserves as being the greatest player in franchise history. Do right by number three.
Please.
And build this man a real statue. Thank you very much.
Is he the greatest in the history?
I mean, you have Dr. J.
You got Moses Malone, too.
He got Moses Malone.
Hold on. You got Moses Malone, too, Cuffs. Come on now. Don't y'all play around now.
I mean, in this generation, it's AI, bro. In this generation, it's AI.
I know what you're thinking. When I think about it, and when it comes out of my mouth, I say the same exact thing. I know that Dr. J played for the 76ers, and everybody loves him. And so it's Charles Barkley and Moses Malone. But if you go through it all from a statistical standpoint, like we had this conversation a few minutes ago, we're talking about Allen Iverson, the MVP, who took the Los Angeles Lakers to the NBA Finals. They go on the road to beat the Lakers in their building in game one when everybody thought they would be swept. They didn't win another game in the series, but they won one. We're talking about the MVP, Allen Iverson, the greatest basketball player in the Philadelphia 76ers history. Build this man the statue that he deserves because his legacy is bigger than that statue that y'all unveiled the other day.
When they're building that statue, you don't think the builders of that statue, as they're building it, are saying, "What are we doing?"
That statue was Bow Wow, bro. That was little Bow Wow. I'm telling y'all, look at the statue.
Dude, when they're building that statue, you don't think they're thinking to themselves, "What are we doing? Why are we?" It was just odd.
Those are the statues that are inside of the building. Like when you go to like Yankee Stadium and, you know, inside of these clubs and inside, those are the statues that are inside the arena.
Not outside, for sure.
Exactly.
Y'all want to talk about
Cuffs. Let's talk about the seeding in the Western Conference. It's a lot of jockeying back and forth. How do you see this playing out? The Lakers went out, obviously, got a great seed. If they can win out, which they have a great chance to do, we play the Pelicans tomorrow. How do you see the Western Conference seeding playing out?
It shows just how wide open the West is for us to have to come all the way down to the final game of the season to even decide not only – who's going to get in the play-in, like you said, but the first seed is still up for grabs.
Yeah.
If Oklahoma City wins, they will get the number one seed. And if the Lakers win tomorrow, they get the eight seed. So we're looking at pretty much Oklahoma City Thunder, L.A. Laker, you know, 1-8. That's if the Lakers can win that play-in game, which I think they can, even though I will say – D'Angelo Russell is really starting to – he's really starting to make me nervous, TJ.
Man.
The last three.
Hey,
yes.
I'll say this. In a 1-8 OKC versus Lakers, I think the Lakers can beat the OKC team.
Man, D'Angelo Russell is looking like the D'Angelo Russell early season.
Not Denver, but they can beat an OKC team in a 7-game series.
So let me ask you this, Flax. How do you feel about – because I feel that the Timberwolves, they are the best matchup because they have that interior.
The bigs.
With Gobert. Right. They have Karl-Anthony Towns back in the mix now. Naz Reid is playing out of his mind. I still have no idea how he went undrafted out of LSU. That still boggles my mind.
That's crazy.
But those guys are starting to really play well. They the number two seed. They should end up the number two seed. So we're looking at a situation where – if they face Denver, I think they can take Denver at least 5 or 6 games.
I mean,
they may go 7.
5 or 6 games, but do we really trust Minnesota to make a deep run into the playoffs?
No, we don't. But what I'm saying is, if Anthony Edwards if he can give us one of those 2006 D-Wade type performances, because he's capable of going nuclear. If he can elevate his game in the playoffs and really, really become a superstar, we've seen guys be superstars in a regular season, you know, averaging 30 a game and all that. That's fine. But I think this is the playoff run where Anthony Edwards can cement himself in that same pantheon with the D-Waves. You know,
His game has to go to another level, next level, if the Minnesota Timberwolves want to be taken seriously. If they want to beat, a Denver or Phoenix or whoever it is, he has to average 30 points consistently throughout the playoffs.
The series that I have my eye on going into, the only series that's pretty much locked in right now in the West, I said this on previous episodes with y'all over the weeks, Kyrie Irving and Luka Doncic, they are the best offensive duo in the NBA right now.
They look,
and I hope Jaylen Brown and Tatum hear this, because it's something about the Celtics right now I don't like neither. I don't trust the Celtics how they're going into the playoffs. They coming in kind of arrogant and they taking the foot off the gas in the last couple games here. But I think we're going to see Luka and Kyrie. I think they're going to beat the Clippers, bro. The Clippers. But Kawhi is not healthy. We don't know what's up with Kawhi right now. You know, Paul George, we know him to disappear in the playoffs. I don't think the Clippers really have it this year. Ty Lue has been calling his team soft all year. So I'm looking forward to Luka and Kyrie really making some noise. And if the Lakers can get that 8 seed and get past OKC, we're looking at a Lakers-Mavericks series in that second round. Yes. So that's going to be intriguing.
Man, let's get back to the Celtics, man. The one thing that scares me about the Celtics is Jaylen Brown.
Because
every year in and year out, this man has a great regular season. And for some strange reason, when he gets in the playoffs, he has great home games. But when he travels and he goes on a road during the playoffs, he's non-existent. He can't afford to go on the road in the NBA playoffs against a Philadelphia 76ers team or a Miami Heat team that's coming on strong, or Milwaukee Bucks, and score 10 to 12 points. They need him to be in that 20 to 25 point range for the Celtics to get back to the Eastern Conference Finals and compete with the Milwaukee Bucks. I don't think they can beat the Milwaukee Bucks in a 7-game series Eastern Conference Final anyway. It doesn't matter what round they play in, because Jaylen Brown, he's been too streaky as a player when he goes on the road and he plays in the playoffs. You just can't trust him.
My issue with Jaylen Brown and Tatum as a duo, like I just mentioned Kyrie and Luka as a duo. If you notice, Kyrie and Luka, they found that synergy where they're not just standing there watching each other just play ISO. Like, they have a good continuity with each other. If you watch Jaylen Brown and Tatum, the same way you watch Devin Booker and KD, Kevin Durant and Booker, they just play ISO ball, and they just want to shoot a mid-range pull-up. And if Booker has the ball, KD is standing in the corner watching him. It's the same with Tatum and Brown. When Tatum is doing his cone drill ISO work, you see Jaylen Brown just standing off on the wing or in the corner. And you never see them run any actions together. You never see Tatum and Brown running a two-man game. And I think sometimes with these guards, like even with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson, Steph is used as a screener a lot. Steph doesn't just stand in the corner and watch somebody else just do whatever they want to do. Steph is in ball screens, and he's popping out, and he's getting the ball that way. Tatum and Brown just are so ISO-centric and ISO-heavy that they fall in love with that three ball. That's their problem. They fall in love with the three ball. But I think when it comes to Boston Blacks, Boston will beat Milwaukee, because I think Porzingis will be the X factor in that series. I think he will outplay Brook Lopez, because I think we are on the collision course. Nobody in the East I see getting to the conference finals. The Knicks have been a good story. You know, Jalen Brunson, one of my favorites, the crafty lefty. Your Orlando was a good story this year, but they don't have no experience with Paolo and Franz Wagner and those guys. Like, I don't trust the Cleveland Cavaliers. I don't trust Donovan Mitchell. So we're going to see your Milwaukee Bucks and Bobby Portis. I think we're going to see that, but I got the Celtics. I got the Celtics taking them. Because here it is, Black. They can't move the puppies. The Bucks have too many slow defenders, and they don't have no athleticism.
Yeah,
on the
Celtics are coming out of the East easy, man. Yeah, easy.
Easy. Come on, T. They don't do that.
Easy, bro.
Not easy. But TJ, they're going to come out of the East, but when Boston comes out of the East, we've seen them come out of the East against Golden State a few years ago. But my simple question is, what is Tatum and Brown going to do when they face the Lakers or the Nuggets? Because that's who is going to be in the finals. I can tell you
what's happening. They're gonna lose. But hey, Cuffs, let's transition to something different.
We got to run.
But TJ was talking about making it look easy. Man, Victor Wembanyama is making things look easy. He's gonna be a real problem, man.
Man, listen, man. Shout out to him because his logo that Nike put now, that logo was amazing. I love the logo Nike gave him. Man, watching him last night against Jokic, he really
was it a wind puppet? Was it a logo of a wind puppet?
Yo, listen, man.
Go ahead.
It was an alien. We need to drug test him and blood test him because he might be from Saturn. He might be from somewhere else because
I told
y'all several times. He reminds me of a 7'5" Tracy McGrady with that wiggle and that hesitation. He's shooting transition threes at 7'5".
I hate to do this to y'all, but we got to go, man. Like, we got to pay the bills. Listen, we could go all day with Cuffs the Legend. That's why we give it two segments with my man. And as y'all can see, with all everybody back, with Plex and TJ back, it gets a little bit spirited. But we got to go, Cuffs. So, you know what? Y'all make sure y'all catch my man Cuffs the Legend. Some dude show up on Game Network. You can catch him on his IG as well. He does some live viewing of the shows. It's pretty dope to watch. Make sure you check him out. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burst. I'm LeVar Arrington. On the other side of break, we're going to wrap this thing up with, well, one of the goats of the goats. Maybe he hasn't had enough. Talks about possibly coming back and playing some more football. You'll find out who that is on the other side of this break. This is Up On Game, Fox Sports Radio.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Season 9 of Next Question with me, Katie Couric. It is 2024, and we're going to get through this together, folks. My campaign promise to all of you, here on Next Question, it's going to be a good time the whole time, we hope. I have some big news to share with you in our season premiere featuring Kris Jenner, who's got some words of wisdom for me on being a good grandmother, or in her case, a good lovey.
You know, you start thinking of what you want your grandmother name to be. Like, are they going to call me grandma like I called my grandmother? So I got to choose my name, which is now Lovey.
I'll also be joined by Hillary Clinton, Renee Fleming, Liz Cheney, to name a few. So come on in and take a break from the incessant negativity for a weekly dose of fascinating conversations. Some of them, I promise, will actually put you in a good mood.
I loved it. Your energy and joy.
I'm squeezing every minute I can for you out of this season of Next Question.
Last question, I promise. You have to go. I have to go. But it's been so fun, and I can't wait for you to hear it.
Listen to Next Question with me, Katie Couric, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Go, 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 shorty. We gonna party like it's your birthday. All right, we're back. Sup on gang. We're live from Tyrac.com studio. Yep, Voltron was connected. All of the Tigers lines, whatever it is, those little things were. They're back. They're together. We made the big robot that goes out there and fights in the galaxy and the universe. Some of y'all may not have caught that. It might have went over your head, or you're just too young to know about it. But anyways, if you miss anything, make sure you check out the podcast. It will go up shortly after the show ends. Make sure you rate, review, and, you know, follow the podcast. All right. Fellas, before we get out of here, there was a call that was – or interview, I believe. I don't know if we had the sound on Tom Brady or not, but we do. Take a listen to Tom Brady and what he had to say and let me know. Would you be okay if Tom Brady came back for a playoff run at this point? Listen to what he had to say and let me get your opinions on it.
One day there's a situation, right? Maybe it's the 49ers, maybe, you know, heading to the playoffs. Offense is great.
Patriots, somebody, Raiders, look, could be, you never know.
God forbid somebody goes down. Would you pick up that phone?
I'm not opposed to it. If they would, I don't know if they're going to let me if I become an owner in the NFL team, but I don't know if, I'm always going to be in good shape. I'll always be able to throw the ball. So to come in for a little bit, like MJ coming back, I don't know if they let me, but I wouldn't be opposed to it.
First, I got to say, he humbly flexed on us. You know, he flexed on that ass by saying the whole ownership piece, if he gets that done, which well, shouts out to that.
That's not going to happen.
I hope he gets it. But
yeah, owners, they're not really going for it because he's not paying the stake that everybody else paid. But that's a whole other subject.
Right. All right. But would you guys, do you think that would be a good idea? Do you think that that's possible that that happens? That he could come back and actually play if one of the main guys went down on one of these good teams?
It's what he said. He's always going to be able to throw the ball.
You can't touch anybody anymore. It's not like you're going to get hit hard.
If a head coach really feels like he can come in and help and he can be more valuable than the backup, football is universal. Everybody runs the same plays. It's just called differently. And so, yeah, he'll be able to do that. Now, this is what people don't understand, man. You get away from the game of football, your eyes have to get used to the speed of the game. Like, you can be away, and you think you're going to go back in that huddle and play, like, in your mind, like, I got this. But you're not used to the speed of the way guys are moving and coming at you. That takes time to get used to. And so it looks good and it sounds good. But until you're in that situation, I don't believe guys realize how difficult that is. It's for your body to recalibrate and your brain to be able to process that information like right now. If anybody can do it, it could be him. I doubt if it happens, though.
I wouldn't be surprised if he's back, man. It's Tom, man. That's what he's. I don't think he really wanted to retire anyway.
I don't think so either. But you think you think he can sit out the entire season and then come back in say mid December?
Would you not put it on him that he will be better than half the quarterbacks that are playing right now?
Half. It'd be more than half.
Exactly.
Let's give a higher percentage than half.
Okay, then. So why wouldn't he just sit there and flex on us the way that he did? Because if I saw Tom Brady in an NFL uniform playing for some team that calls him and says, our quarterback is down,
that'd be basically 2 years out. Man. 2 years out of the game. I don't like guys. Your eyes have to.
I hear what you're saying.
That's tough, man.
What you're saying is legit. You're legit with what you're saying, T. But I just say it is Tom Brady
from an intelligent standpoint.
Because of this, I want to see it now. I want to see it because I've always had this notion that it's really hard to be out of the game that long and come back and play. And it's the thing though. You're not even practicing. You're not even going through training camp or like you going straight into the fire. Like, this would be interesting.
But he throws, he's done the same regimen. He still throws the ball the same way that he did when he played.
But you ain't no defenders out there.
TJ,
I get it, but the timing is the timing.
TJ, he's better than half the wide, he's better than half the quarterbacks.
I would agree with that.
On all 32 teams, I guarantee you he's better than your backup quarterback.
Oh, 100%. I agree with that for sure.
There you go. There's your answer right there.
Well, we're about to put our backup quarterback on the radio. The JKS show is coming up in a matter of moments. Make sure you guys stay tuned in to enjoy that. If you miss anything, again, make sure you check out the podcast. All right. Make sure you enjoy your Saturday. Guys, I'm about to go over here to Beaver Stadium and enjoy my college football team in their spring game. Hope y'all enjoy y'all day. It's Fox Sports Radio. You've listen to Up On Game. We'll check you out next week.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. All that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.